Book back.
Sorry, you want your packs back?
You want your notebooks back?
You can have them.
I would otherwise throw this away, so.
Don't throw it away.
I want mine.
We can keep yours.
Mine.
It's green.
Mine, I have one.
I put my papers in it.
They're Irish, Chair.
Okay.
In case 11,099 was withdrawn, 36 builders, on October 23rd, 2012. So next case will be 11,100 William W. and Ellen Vanderwin, southeast corner of Road 32, Scott Store Road, and Route 404 Seashore Highway, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Kevin Carson, 204 Market Street, Bridgeville, Delaware.
You testifying as well?
Yes.
Yes.
My name's Richard Beecham, 18734 Pine Cone Drive, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Mr. Carson, can you come back up here? I haven't sworn you in. I was going to swear you both in at the same time.
Sorry.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
There we go.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be able to participate in this one. I belong to the Corners Club.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got that for the record. Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Thank you for hearing our request this evening. On behalf of the owners of the property, Bill and Ellen Vanderwin, a little background for you. We're here tonight representing, we're members of the board of the Bridgeville Kiwanis Club, and we're here tonight requesting a side variance to our chicken barbecue stand out at the corner of 404 and Scott Store Road. Bridgeville Kiwanis Club is a service organization that has been in existence for 74 years, and the barbecue stand is our primary source of revenue. The booklet that I gave you, the gray booklet, and the back inside cover, our revenue goes directly back into the community. The organizations that we serve are enumerated on the back inside cover. This past year that we just completed, we returned $36,827 to the community organizations. We say that proudly. With regards to the variance, this is a unique and triangular shaped piece of property. I included two photographs also. This is a point of the road, the corner with Scott Store and 404. I also included a letter from the Vanderwins indicating that it was okay we come and speak tonight regarding the request. Basically, what we want to do, if you look at the photographs, is that the walk-in refrigeration unit that we have at the barbecue always needs maintenance, and you can see that the compressor is at the top. We'd like to put a roof over the top of the walk-in unit in order to protect it. In doing so, we've been told that we violate the side setback. Mm-hmm. For that. Is there a possibility that we could come in with strict compliance? We think not, because of the expense that would be necessary in order to move the unit itself. That barbecue stand has been there since 1963, and I'm not sure how long the walk-in's been there, but it's been there a long time also. It's probably the second or third generation walk-in that's also been there with it. We're just trying to protect our property that's out on the sideline by putting the roof that's over it. We do not believe that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Mr. Vanderwin owns the majority of the farmland that surrounds the property itself.
He also owns farmland on the other side of the road. And then,
we We don't believe that it'll be detrimental to the public welfare. If anything, it'll help us increase the number in terms of dollars that we put back into the public welfare. We believe it's the minimum effort that's necessary in order to provide relief, and that it's the least possible modification and regulation use of the land. Where the roof is, we'd go directly across the street. Again, Mr. Vanderwin owns that land over there on that side also. So we're requesting your consideration for variance for the roof and for anything else that's associated with that particular piece.
Okay.
What stemmed this was our shed, the pole bar, or the barn there.
Mm-hmm.
We got termites in it, so we have to replace that. And we had someone from the county come out and view that. And they said there was no problem with replacing the existing shed that was there.
Right.
And then while they were there, we talked to them about putting a roof over the cooler. And that's where the variance has come into place.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Beasley. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
Yes, I have a question. You, I used to belong to the Lions. The Kiwanis pretty much screen their applicants, don't they?
There's a fairly high standard of test, but sometimes exceptions are granted, sir.
Okay, thank you.
No further questions. Okay.
Big exception.
Yeah, that's good to hear. No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,100. For the following reason: there's uniqueness to the property that it's such that it's been explained. You can see it's in a V shape.
Mm-hmm.
The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Yep.
Second.
I'm taking that. Mr. Mills. We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,100. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills.
Aye, for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Rickers.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,100 is approved at this time.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a great holiday.
Very nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you.